Now let's go to Brussels next, where the European Commission President is facing a big challenge to her job. Ursula von der Leyen is facing a motion of no confidence in the European Parliament. It doesn't happen very often. The last one was 10 years ago. If it's passed, all the commissioners would have to be replaced. The motion was filed by Romanian right-wing MEP George Pipirea, along with 72 more MEPs. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is with us. Tony, tell us about the background to this. Why did this Romanian MEP file this motion against Ursula von der Leyen?
Well, Gavin, this derives from the Pfizergate controversy, where Ursula von der Leyen was in the throes of negotiating the huge vaccine contracts back during the pandemic, and she exchanged text messages with the chief executive of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, and after a complaint by the New York Times that those text messages should have been made public, a case was taken to the European Court of Justice, and the Commission essentially lost that case. The charge was that the Commission did not do a proper search of the text messages and was somewhat blasé or cavalier about the whole request for information. So it's really a case about transparency, but there are broader political complaints about the European Commission President, and that's why this Romanian MEP has managed to get, I suppose, a cross-party collection of signatures. He needed 72 signatures to file this motion of censure. That motion is being considered today by what's called the Conference of Presidents, which is the main steering body of the European Parliament that comprises the leaders of all the political groups. And they will decide today whether or not this should go on the plenary agenda at next week's Strasbourg session of the European Parliament. And it's quite likely she could face a no-confidence motion at that plenary session next week.
It's the first time, as we mentioned, that a Commission President has faced such a vote in over 10 years. How damaging is this to her presidency, Tony?
It's definitely damaging. It would certainly taint her reputation. Just as her second mandate gets up and running, she's in Denmark today for the launch of the Danish presidency of the EU, and this is obviously going to go on in the background. The problem for her is that she's already been accused of a lack of transparency, being too close essentially to EU governments rather than paying enough attention to the European Parliament. So there is a rest of atmosphere, I guess, towards her among a lot of the political groups in the Parliament, even though it's fairly clear she would win the no-confidence motion. You need a two-thirds majority. She's likely to comfortably win that case, but she may have to give concessions to various political groups across the spectrum in order to be sure that more people don't peel off and support this motion. And certainly the Gheorghe Pipirea, who you mentioned there, the Romanian MEP, he says that some members of her own party, the European People's Party, of which Fine Gael is a member, would actually vote for this no-confidence censure motion. So she's going to have to pay more attention to the concerns of the Parliament, and she may have to make concessions in terms of commissioner nominations, heads who gets to head parliamentary committees and so on.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, 7:43.